Welcome to Changelog, the weekly podcast where we discuss what's new in the tech world and what that means to real people. I'm Brian.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Craig.
And this week, we're going to break the mold. We're not going to have separate topics because something happened in the past week that was big enough that we can just devote a whole podcast to it.
I love it.
Yeah. So before we get into that, let's see what we're drinking. What do you got over there?
Are we talking about Jim and Comcast?
That's what it is. Doing? Yeah. Yeah, no. Jim, what are you drinking?
A pint of Guinness.
Ah, the pint of Guinness.
What about you, Brian? That does not look like anything good.
It's water, ice water. Mainly because I'm dehydrated right now. I was out with the kids in the pool and such all afternoon.
So. Nice.
See, that's why my go-to. I'm dehydrated. I wanted something cool. So it's nice to grab a quick Miller Lite, something you could drink without having to feel... You know, like it's heavy in your gut there.
Yeah, because it's water. I mean, if I had that here, maybe I'd drink some, but I wouldn't buy it. So
there was that thing on Facebook, and I don't know if it was true or not, with all the flooding in Dallas where it said like Budweiser stopped making beer and was sending water. And I'm thinking, what are they sending them, Bud Light?
I'm going to put this picture for our podcast today, I think. But Jim sent us a funny in our group chat, and it's Luke Skywalker with Yoda on his back, and Luke is looking at him, and he said, "Did you just piss down my back?" And Yoda goes, "No, raining it is," which is great.
And you know what I have to say about that?
Huh? No, not damn son, damn son.
That picture makes me laugh every time I see. I sent it to TJ, by the way.
It looks just like him.
I said, relative of yours?
Nice.
Damn, son. Okay, so we've all got our beverage. And Google I.O.
The biggest I.O.
Yeah, the biggest Google-centered developer conference of the year. Which, hey, are you guys excited for next week's WWDC?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm not.
Not super much.
After Google, I kind of felt like, yeah, I'm kind of done. Like,
well, Apple's going to be like, look what's new in iOS 9. We added an icon.
What does it do?
It's called an icon. HomeKit.
Yeah. Yeah, those ones just don't get me. It's been way too stale for too long.
You know, they announced HomeKit a year ago, and just this week they started showing up in stores. Like the first three. One was on the shelves and two were like pre-order. So that's yay. Way to churn the excitement there, Apple. So
yeah, I know, right?
All right, let's save WWDC until after it happens, and we can talk about it either with clenched fists or just awe and amazement. So anyhow, let's talk Google I.O. Did any of you watch the keynote?
All 8 hours of it?
Yeah, it was like 2.5 hours, and I was kind of bored at the end of it.
See, I had it running at work, so it was kind of one of those things.
Oh, where same here.
Half listening, paying attention. I'd have to go back and rewind and – I listened to a lot of it, but I went back and reread more of the highlights to make sure there wasn't anything I missed out on that I should pay more attention on. But
yeah, I want to give a shout out to The Verge. Hey, thanks. You guys rock with your live stream. Thanks.
Yeah, much love.
All right, so Brian, do you want to run down the list of what was happening or just talk about what was our favorites?
Well, we could go day by day or talk about our favorites. Let's just talk about what was exciting.
Okay.
And I know you're really excited about one particular thing.
I am. Me or
Jim? Jim.
Oh, Craig, you're allowed to be excited too.
Well, but there was one thing in particular that I know that was there that Brian will know that I was all giddy about, but we'll get to that later.
Okay, so Google Photos. Yes. Dude, yes. Okay, Google Photos is what? It is iCloud Photo Library done right. All of your photos at full resolution today, full resolution. Because let's face it, what is it? What do they say? 1080p for video and 16 megapixel for photo.
Right, which is pretty decent.
So let's say we all have iPhones here, and we're all rocking 8 megapixel. And unless you have the absolute best Android phone with a camera, which is, let's see, what is that, the Galaxy Note 4 and the Samsung Galaxy S? Are those the two best ones from Android?
The two highest megapixel ones, I'd say.
And those are at 16, so they're covered. And then on the Windows phone side, for the 3% of the world that have it, I should say 3% of phone sales, because that's really like less than a quarter of a tenth of a percent of the world. The Lumia, what was it? The Lumia 1020 was a 41 megapixel. Anyhow, so that said, basically you're – oh, and wait a minute. It didn't come out. Google Photos isn't out for Windows Mobile or Windows Phone 10.
It's not surprising.
Whatever they're calling it.
Is anything out for Windows Phone? I didn't even know if they had Windows yet.
Yeah, June 20 – or no. You know, I was going to say July 29th, but July 29th is when Windows 10 comes out for the desktop, not for the mobile OS, even though it's all shared bits.
Yeah.
Okay, so Google Photos – So my big takeaway from this is that Google says, give us all your photos free, unlimited. We may downsample it a little bit if it's higher than 16 megapixel or if the video is higher than 1080p, which none of my stuff is.
No, me either.
And I'm thinking that's today. I mean, rumor has the iPhone 6S is going to have a 12 megapixel camera. Which means minimally, we're probably 2 to 3 years away from a 16 megapixel on the iOS side.
Probably. If they ever go that high.
And I think that, I wouldn't be surprised if Google upped its ante as we got closer to that future. With like, oh yeah, we'll let all up to 24 megapixel, so on and so forth. Because Android is going to continue to grow in the megapixel race.
They will. It's kind of their gimmick, even though the cameras always look terrible anyway.
Yeah. Give us, they can keep the 16 megapixel. That's fine. But give us bigger pixels. Let in more light. And, OIS, that'd be good too.
I'm looking at the app right now and it says original, it'll give you a certain amount of storage or the high quality, free unlimited.
Right.
So I thought that was kind of interesting that at least you have options.
Yeah, it's pretty cool too, because then even when you delete the photos off of your device, you can scroll through them on there. And then if you want to text it or tweet it, you just tap it and it does like a quick download just to that, but it doesn't actually store it on the phone, right?
Yeah, the cache pool is very minimal. And essentially, as soon as you close the app, it purges the cache.
Yeah.
So unlike your camera roll on iOS, it takes up virtually no space and you can quick show anybody. Dude, let's talk about search. Search within the Google Photos app. Have you guys played with this yet?
I played with it a little bit and it was not working as well for me as it was for you.
It was amazing. I type in like red jacket and any photo that has a red jacket just comes up.
Really?
Really.
No way.
Not because I've ever tagged it.
I'm thinking. Yeah.
But just.
I don't know, dude. Look, I typed in guitar and that's all that came back.
Brian keeps typing in balls.
Yeah.
You're misspelling testicles, Brian.
Oh, I spelled it J-I-M and C-R-A-I-G.
You had to take me down with him. You couldn't just leave it at Jim.
You started it. A couple of balls right there.
You all are the ballers. Love that quote.
Okay, so here's what I did. On my phone, I typed in plants. Just plants. And I don't know if you can see, but there's pictures of Joey next to some plants. There's
breast implants. I mean, wow. Look at all that.
We're over at the Arboretum. There's look at that. It got Zach next to a pumpkin, which is a plant. How crazy is that? course, there's a picture of Joey touching the ceiling. I don't get why thinks that's a plant, but come on. Oh, there's some grass. There's a picture. Oh, my wife has a lei around her neck, and it picked that up as plants. Anyhow, so I was very amazed with its searchability.
Yeah.
So you think of that one photo that you want. You think of something descriptive about it. Do a search for it. It's pretty darn good at finding. I was kind of scrolling through, just doing random searches of stuff. I saw a lot. I had a lot of discovery of photos that I had forgotten I had taken. I was very happy about this. It was a very good kind of nostalgic experience. So
cool.
For free.
Yeah. I like it. The quick scrolling and stuff like that. But for me, so far, the search is not working as well as it does for you. It's just not.
It's all in the photography, I think.
Oh, is that what it is?
So, okay. So we know this is what Google gave us. Now, the other companies that are out there, they all offer something unlimited, like Amazon's AWS. If you have a Prime membership, you get an unlimited photo storage. Let's see, with Flickr, you get 1 terabyte for free, and then you can pay for more after mm-hmm. that. But Apple, surprisingly enough, is you're getting a paltry 5 gigs for free.
Yeah, they're real stingy.
Come on. We all know Apple needs to be able to afford nice things, okay? They can't just blow all their money that they've got saved up, right?
Apple needs a new pair of shoes.
They need a new Apple. It's missing a chunk out of it. Is there a bite taken out of it now?
It does. So what do you think Apple's going to do? Do you think that they're going to say, fuck it, you guys got free storage too? Or are they going to say, that's fine. Just, you know, we're the privacy company. Google, you know, that they read your email. You know, you're going to get scroogled or whatever. Or that was Microsoft.
No, but you've got Apple where, you know, they're going to have the gold-plated storage as well. You know, it's going to cost you
right.
a little money. But it just always makes me angry with them because they make you pay a premium for every damn thing. I mean, wasn't iCloud originally next to nothing and you even had to pay for a minimal amount until they expanded it to 5 gig?
Yeah.
Which is nothing. Phones don't even come in 8 gig size anymore.
iCloud. Let's talk about iCloud. iCloud was a syncing service, which was Mobile Me rebranded. Mobile Me right. cost me $100 a year.
Yep. Did you ever read Steve Jobs' quote about Mobile Me before it was rebranded?
No.
He walked into a room and asked them, you know, what is Mobile Me? And this guy goes off on this spiel and says all the things it does. And he goes, well, then why the fuck doesn't it do that? And they went back, redid it, rebranded it, and came back out swinging. So
that's
one
funny.
Of my favorite articles I read with
that's pretty awesome.
His antics.
I like that.
It still doesn't work all the time.
No, it doesn't.
Like messages, I have so much trouble with messages. It pisses me the fuck off.
On the desktop?
No.
On the phone?
Yeah.
I'd never have trouble with messages.
Whatever. Yeah, that makes me feel better.
I don't think Jen knows how to text.
It's hard. Texting is hard.
He's using that crazy typing he does.
Right? All right. So, camera app's cool.
Camera app's cool.
Out of all the ridiculous things to be excited about, I was excited that they're releasing Cardboard for iOS.
Oh, I had that in my notes to talk about.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
All right, well, go for it. Go.
Yeah. So Cardboard is coming for iOS. They already said it's ready to work with the 6-inch devices. And I'm psyched about it. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, but I'm going to get one of those kits and put it together. What do you think, Craig?
I love the Google Cardboard. I've been waiting for it to come to iOS because I don't know if you guys have played with any of the just the regular VR like phone apps and stuff like that are out there. They're a lot of fun and they look really good. And I'm pretty excited for it. It would be fun to mess around with that. I can't say enough about actually getting my hands on it with an iPhone. especially having a 6 Plus, I get the IMAX experience.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not a lot to talk about it because we need it in our hands.
I know.
Yeah.
I need it on my face right now.
Well, I'm just excited. It was in my notes to talk about how excited I was that it's going to happen.
I know, and it's like the dumbest thing of all the things they announced. You know, just
yep.
But
a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
That is cool.
I'm looking forward. I'm hoping that they have software with it that will let you just play movies.
You know, I'm kind of surprised they didn't do like an augmented reality setting. I mean, it's cardboard. You could just cut a hole in the back of it to let your camera operate.
Maybe that's coming.
And, well, come on. If you look at Android, when you install it, it asks for permission to use your camera.
It does.
I have not installed it on Mac or on the iOS side. So I wonder if it's going to ask for the same thing.
It'll be interesting to see.
But the permissions on iOS are specific to the individual request. So if it doesn't have a setting for camera yet or for, you know, to use the camera, it's not going to ask for it.
Right.
But I think they could do an augmented reality, which I would like better.
Yes, every week you bring up the augmented reality, and I have to agree with you on that.
Yeah,
it's virtual reality was so overdone. The augmented reality is just so new and still exciting.
The app is already on the store.
Yeah, no, I saw. I haven't put it on my phone.
Which one is it, Brian?
Cardboard.
We'll have to check that out. Because one of the – I can't remember. It was like a $60 set of goggles that do like with the cardboard.
Look at the first question it asked me.
Sweet.
I can't read the glare.
Oh,
God. With like access to the camera.
So that answers that question.
But one of the other VR ones that I'd seen, it's like a $60 pair of like plastic goggles. The demo for it is really cool where you're actually watching a video. And with the accelerometers and the gyroscope, you can start angling this thing around and seeing everywhere.
Really?
And it was funny. I have to find the name of it. You're inside like a Volkswagen Jetta. And you could look around and look through the sunroof. And at one point I looked up and there is a cat clinging to the sunroof as the car is driving. Like it's screaming. And it had me laughing so hard. But the fact that they have these demos where it's fully interactive, it looks like a lot of fun.
Hey, speaking of fun stuff and gold, because we were talking about gold-plated storage. Did you guys see that on GTA they had a gold-plated private jet?
Yes, it's one of the new DLCs that they have. A few things. They've got a few wacky cars as well. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Check this out. I did the take a walk, and I'll turn it so you can see it move. It's in Paris somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, that looks very similar to the other one that I tried out. It looks fun. I wonder when it – I didn't see anything that says when it's actually going to be released.
The cardboard?
Yeah.
So it's just the instructions that Google has released.
Yeah, no.
So you have to get it from another vendor. You got to find one that'll sell it. Or go to a makerspace and print one out on your 3D printer.
Yeah.
See, we all need to be chipping in to get a 3D printer. What? Brian, how did you get past the little QR code that says find the symbol on your viewer?
There's a button at the bottom that says skip.
I didn't know if you skipped or not. I didn't know if you did something with it.
Yeah, this is pretty wild. I like it.
All right, so well, let's move along. What else did you guys find awesome about Google I.O.?
Brian, did you happen to catch, since we're kind of on the Google, you know, cardboard right now, did you see their VR camera rig with all the 16 GoPros on it?
I did see that. That was pretty awesome.
That looked pretty wild. Expensive as hell when you actually add up how much it costs to have all those GoPros on there. But
yeah,
to actually, I mean, think about how much a real VR camera rig is going to run you versus having 16 GoPros.
Right.
And that to me, I thought looked really awesome. So
yeah. And the Jump software is the magic sauce that allows it to work. I must say they did say that it didn't require GoPros. That you could put up to 16 cameras. It didn't have to be GoPro. So, you know, for the the film nut who happens to have 16 of the same camera just lying around.
Right.
Make your own.
Craig's playing with cardboard now.
I love it.
We're just watching him like look in amazement in all directions.
Right. Like a child of wonderment. Did it augment the reality?
Yeah. Why is it when I looked at my wife, I saw the skeleton of a T-Rex?
Oh, because she got little arms.
Wait, really quick, since there isn't really much to talk about with the VR camera rig, it looks awesome.
It does
look awesome. Jump looks like it's going to work really well with it. It says it's coming out in the summer, for whoever wants to build their own rig and all that stuff. So that looks awesome. That gives me a lot more hope, even though with the Google Cardboard for some really cool, fun reality coming out. One of the other things that jumped out on me was with Google Now, I know we've talked about Google Now being embedded into a lot more before.
Yeah.
But, they kind of went on, it's now on tap. So that way it's available everywhere. So I'm hoping that's going to work well. And then, kind of along the line with the offline activity or offline connectivity with stuff where, you can kind of use your Google Now, get to a bunch of stuff and download it. So if you wanted to be able to take it elsewhere with you, not waste your 4G data, all that, it just seems like it's going to work out pretty well. Plus, I always liked using the Google search on my Android. I always found it way better.
Oh, yeah. And text-to-speech was amazing.
Yes.
Way better than Siri.
Yep. Although Siri understands me a lot more than what's S voice ever did on Samsung. So apparently I don't speak clear enough English. So
I didn't think the S voice worked as well as the one that they had baked into the stock Android.
No, not at all. I love the one in stock Android.
Oh, S voice, garbage. Garbage, garbage, garbage. Never used it.
The S stands for shitty.
It's so true.
Well, let me ask you this. Was there anything you guys didn't hear about there? Because I've got my little list of complaints that I would have loved to have heard. And, after sitting through that most of that keynote, it was like, well, wait a minute. Did I miss it? Why didn't they talk about Google Fi much more? Because little things and let's showcase this a little bit more. And, Google Glass, which, who knows if that'll ever make a really good comeback. And then, come on, the Internet of Things. You've got all these big things that Brillo. You kind of drop hints at and just disappear.
Brillo. They talked about Brillo as the underpinning OS for their IoT offering. Stripped down version of AOSP. Anyhow.
Okay.
So they talked about it, but it was like itty bitty.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They hit a small portion of it. But once again, it's kind of like that teaser. And it's like, wait a minute. This is supposed to be the next big thing. And we're going to focus more on Google Cardboard? Okay, sure.
It's probably not working yet. That's why.
Oh, yeah. But well.
You don't want to bring it out to the blue screen,
See, this goes along with those mysterious barges that they were building for a little while that they scrapped. And what was the other thing? I don't have it in my notes, but I remember seeing something about it with how they're trying to reach out with more Wi-Fi and connect more of the world with these hot air balloons with Wi-Fi built in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, what's the shelf life of that thing?
90 days.
They're only going to go for so long.
They only needed it to be up for 90. That's all they were hoping for was 90 days. And I think they said they got like 120. So it far surpassed their expectations.
I just didn't see a ton of stuff on it. It's like, okay, are these stationary balloons that are anchored to the ground? Because I can kind of see the wind blowing these things away at some point. And it's like, hey, we had internet for 36 seconds.
I just imagine. This is amazing. I imagine some guy up there flying it for 90 days. So it's got all kinds of gauges and things to make sure it stays just
and a stack of magazines.
He's like turning dials and.
Does this guy have like the blimp airship from Up or something?
That's what I was thinking. More like that than a balloon per se.
No, but there was just there. I mean, it was a huge event and they packed a lot of it in there. So, I understand. But like I said, there's just certain things I thought they spent a little bit more time on than they should have. And the things I was just waiting for didn't come up as much.
They did announce HBO Go coming to Chromecast.
They did.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
I mean, I don't have a Chromecast, but don't you, Jim?
No. Or
Craig? I thought one of you guys had one.
I have a couple Chromecasts.
That's what I thought.
I'm a big fan of them. I like them.
Craig loves all the little devices.
Yeah, I got a Roku stick and but not a Chromecast. Didn't you buy a Fire Stick?
I do have a Fire Stick. I think I used it once.
Yeah, I use it in my basement.
What was it missing? It was missing one of the kids' things on there that Violet uses.
Don't you have a Fire TV as well?
I do. And so, the Fire TV is what we use in our room.
Okay, I was wondering why you had both.
Yeah, I got the Fire Stick because they were offering it as a deal, like for $10 off if you pre-ordered. So it was only $35, I think, or something like that. And so I have it. I used it a couple times. I thought it would be nice for if we go on a trip because you could just plug it into the TV, you know, HDMI port on the TV when you get to the hotel and have all your stuff.
See, you take that and you take your Raspberry Pi.
I know, you're set.
You've got gaming, you've got movies, you've got everything.
In little tiny packages.
Yep.
Itty bitty living space.
So yeah, but I thought that was cool. I don't know, Jim, was there anything else that really blew your hair back about?
No, no, not really. I kind of feel really like there was a letdown.
Was really just the photo app?
Yeah, because everything else was...
All that stuff, hours worth of stuff, and it's the photo app that gets your goat.
Yeah, okay, well, here's the thing. I rock an iOS device, and you know, Google has done kind of what Microsoft has done, which is kind of put their stuff on everything.
Right.
And so I'm loving them for that. I mean, it's great. That said, I don't have an Android phone. So if I did, I would probably be more excited about Doze. And because what is Android's biggest problem right now? The shitty battery life.
Yeah.
So you work on that. You work on stability, which there wasn't a major visual overhaul with Android M. A lot of the underpinnings got redone. So it should be more stable. And that's great. But here again, I rock an iOS device. So that's... It's all well and good. It's good for them. In fact, the Photos app made me question whether or not I wanted to stay with iOS. But, it was the Google Photos that I was all about.
Nice.
What about you, Craig? You said you were rocking a list of things you want to chat about.
It was mostly the negative things, right?
Well, no, it's actually a pretty good mix. I mean, we hit on the Google Photos app. I had a bunch on there. You got our Google Cardboard. Let's see, the VR rig, Google Now being, you know, now on tap.
Yeah.
And I did have a section here on Project Brillo, but I wasn't going to go too much into that just because, you know, I'm more excited about seeing what they're going to do with the Nest products because I love having the Nest products. I had a lot of difficulties with some of them at the beginning. And now that they're running well, I'm kind of excited to see how they're going to kind of tie these things in together. I want to see more products come out because I don't like having to have five different apps to control my house. I like having one app, and if I could do it all through Nest.
Yeah.
You know, come on, Google, just come out with a damn light switch. I mean, I have this thing for, you know, Belkin. Plug it into an outlet, plug whatever into that, and it connects to your Wi-Fi network, and you can turn things on and off. So I'm waiting for that next thing because there's all these other home kits that, you know, they have at Home Depot, things like that where – you know, you can control certain things or have water sensors to make sure, you know, if your water heater explodes and you're on vacation. But I don't know. I was hoping that they would go more into it with, you know, with Project Brillo, but they didn't really hit a lot of stuff on it. So who knows? That might be their plan. If it's not your plan, Google, get on it.
Right.
Well, seriously, I mean, Google does everything so well and seamlessly. So I would love to see that more home integration, things like that. I mean, even just a damn garage door opener or something to tell me my garage door is closed so I don't have to turn around and drive halfway back home because I'm paranoid that I left it open.
Right.
You know, and it just – there's tons of these things out there, but trying to manage five different apps right now. You know, I've got one for the – well, actually, I've consolidated a few of them by updating a few things. But right now I have three apps to control just the basic things at my house. So we'll see. Hopefully Project Brillo does that. let's see. You know, I touched base that I didn't like the fact that there was nothing about Project Fi.
Right.
How about Go language? I mean, that didn't even get a mention there.
That's true.
Tell us about Go language, Craig.
What's that?
Tell us about Go language.
I'll tell you where to go, Brian. But hang on. Damn. Really quick. So, you know, I've got another thing, you know, for the Internet of Things, because yes, Project Brillo, that goes hand in hand with it, but they really didn't go into it. And then they didn't even really go into any detail on what's going on with Google Glass, or, you know, we've talked about Chromebooks picking up speed. There was no talk about future of Chromebooks.
That's true.
So just a lot of things that they've got pushed out there really hard that just kind of, we won't talk about it. It's going okay.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, if there's anything you guys want to elaborate on those, I mean.
I think you're right. I think they left a lot of things out. You know, Sundar Pichai was saying that he wanted to tell you, this is what we've been working on for the last year at Google.
Right.
And maybe, just maybe, Chromebooks are one of those things that it's going so well that there's no need to talk about it. I kind of felt like there was going to be a Chromebook – or I'm sorry, Chromecast 2.0 with faster internals, both network and processing, but that didn't happen. So maybe – and the numbers were great. They talked about the number of Chromecasts. I was really surprised how many casts they had and the numbers.
That's because they're so cheap. I mean
– well, that's true.
Even people that don't understand what it is are like, hey, I heard about this. It's cheap. I'm going to get it.
Well, that's right. The mob is fickle. So, you know, maybe these are things that are going well, so they're not focusing on them. You know, they have a – maybe they feel they have a limited number of, you know, human resources to push around or, you know, to spread around. Although they have like 90,000 employees.
Yeah, they could put some people on it. They could get some fancy guy.
But that's a good point. I didn't even think about that, that with the Chromecast, you know, nothing. Because I guess with the Chromebooks, I was just expecting maybe more of a roadmap of the future for them. Because, you know, we've talked about before just what they do well and what they don't. Is there any...
He said doo-doo.
Every time. Huh?
I've got children here.
All right.
But, no, it's just... kind of wondering what it is, just because is there stuff to look forward to in Chromebooks? Are there things that they're trying to fix that are downfalls and feedback that they're working on?
I think...
you know, and same thing with the Chromecast.
You know, if you could get two things to work on. Chromebooks, give me all Android apps have the ability to run. And then on the Chromecast, give me the ability to play games and use my phone as a controller. So the Chromecast itself, you say, oh, I'm going to go to the Android store on my phone. I'm going to download this one game and I'm going to cast it to the screen. Starts playing on the TV. And then while it's playing, instead of the screen going to sleep or it saying, you know, cast in session, it has the on-screen controls.
Yeah, they could even leverage the accelerometer and motion control.
Yep.
Then people would be throwing their phones at their TVs.
How badass would that be?
I do like that idea because even Amazon with their Fire Phone.
Look at the Roku. You know, we've had that shit for years.
Yeah.
You could play Angry Birds. Look at the PlayStation with the light controller. Look at the Wii. It's all of these have been using accelerometer.
I do have to admit Angry Birds on the Roku was pretty fun.
It was. It's the Angry Birds space. So... another fun
really quick. Did you guys see that link that I threw in there for that? You know, rather than sit here and we've talked about Go before.
I don't remember.
I know you and I at least have done it in Google Chat, you know, in the past and stuff like that. Because I mean, God, it's been what 5-6 years now since they first started the whole, you know, Go language project. And I was looking in here, and it does say that, you know, it's kind of, you know, C and C++ and Java, you know, they take too long to compile. So it was just frustrations built out of trying to, you know, deal with the current programming languages and yet another way to try to overly simplify it.
Right.
Which, I know, I'm trying to think of who I talked with this before, but, you know, that one was another one where, like I said, I'd hoped for, and I hope it doesn't lose any steam just because, you know, trying to adopt yet another programming language out there, I know is probably going to make people's heads spin, but if it's easy and it's simple.
Yeah, that's true.
Simple to catch on, they've got it. But anyways,
we don't have to harp on it. I just know we touch base on it. Google's answer to Swift?
Don't know. None of the articles I ever remember reading addressed like what their... No,
it came out before Swift.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's the other way around, perhaps?
Maybe.
Could be.
But Swift is pretty impressive.
Well, Swift is something that obviously they've been working on for years. And I can't believe that they kept it under wraps.
Well, supposedly it was one guy's brainchild.
And really?
And he brought it in like very recently and just said, here, this is what I've been working on. And they kind of polished it off and threw it out.
That's crazy.
All right. So I got a package today, or not today, on Wednesday.
Okay.
Cool. And it was from Amazon. I'm like, I do not remember ordering anything. So I opened it, and it was my Amazon Echo. I ordered it in February, not realizing that they weren't shipping them until June.
See, I haven't heard anything else about these things because I was on like a list to find out more. And
yeah, so I was on that list, and then they gave me a link to buy one for $100 off if you pre-order it. So it was only $99, and it's pretty fun. It works pretty well. It'll hook up with Pandora, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio, as well as anything you have in the Amazon Music library, or if you're on Prime, the Prime playlists. I think one of the coolest things for me was it has in the app a shopping list. So you can just tell it. You can be like, Alexa, put eggs on the shopping list. And they just go on there.
I saw that on the demo.
Yeah. And we were playing around with that. So the kids were adding all kinds of crazy. My shopping list has like TVs on it and crazy stuff. But it was funny. What? So Violet, it didn't really understand her very well because, you know, she's 5. And so I had her go through like the voice training for it where I was whispering to her the phrases and she was saying them. And then it did seem to understand her a little bit better, which was cool.
Interesting.
But yeah, so she was playing different weird music on it. And then Jacob comes running in and he's like, Alexa, play the Power Rangers Super Mega Force theme song. And it cranked it up, started playing the Power Rangers song. So, I mean, pretty fun. It'll tell you the weather. It links up with your Google Calendar so you can add appointments to your calendar. And so far, it works very well.
But yeah, it's funny because I had thought that whole Echo project or whatever it is died off because I have not seen anything or heard anything.
Yeah, after that initial like kind of mysterious announcement, it just sort of dropped off, I guess. And I hadn't thought about it. I mean, I put in that order and then they said June. I'm like, ugh, I forgot all about it.
Hey, Jim, not to derail us, but have you gotten any updates on when you're getting your Apple Watch?
Yes, next week. Like, delivered next week.
Nice.
What about yours?
Mine gets delivered on the 16th, and so does Melissa's.
Dude, when did you order yours?
I sent you a message. I've got proof that I sent you a message in Google Chat last Thursday telling you this, and you ignored me.
Okay.
So you ordered it last Thursday, a week ago.
Shut up.
I ordered it.
What kind did you get?
I ended up going with the Sport in the Space Gray.
The bigger one, right?
Yeah, the 42 millimeter. Because I'm a dude.
And for Melissa, what did you get her?
38 millimeter, and she wanted just the regular Sport with the white Sport band. But I mean, come on, Jim. Huh? I mean, how nice does that look right there?
Sure.
Why are you all morose, Jim?
I know you're trying to goad me into a rant, but no, I'm okay.
Jim. Come on, Jim.
Wait, I'm not trying to goad you into a rant. I'm just. Oh, okay. I was gonna say I'm not. I was just trying to discuss this because the fact that the 38 millimeter shipped they ship faster than the 42 millimeter right now. So when I ordered Melissa's at the Apple store on Tuesday, it was shipping in 5 to 7 business days, and mine was like 11 to 13 or something like that.
Hey, Jim, when did you order yours?
About 5 weeks ago.
Well, see, the funny thing is the thing that changed it for me is, A, you know, I've just been wanting another smartwatch, and I'm once again after the Google I.O. came out, and there was no talk about putting the Android Wear at all in iOS, you know, just rumors about them since April going to put it out there. I'm just tired of waiting for it. So when I had to wait 4 to 6 weeks, a lot could change there. But when I logged on and it was ships in 2 weeks or less, count me in.
Jim's just so angry right now. He's turning red.
I'm going to have 2 Apple Watches before Jim has his, and I ordered them later. This is why Apple should go down in some ways.
I ordered mine in the first 24 hours.
Uh-huh. I think you should have yours already, Jim.
And you know what's funny is I ordered a Subaru WRX from Japan and had it built and shipped to me in less time it's going to take you to get an Apple Watch.
That's pretty good.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, any more thoughts on Google I.O.?
I'm good. I've said all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Good job on the Photos app.
Jim's going to bed angry tonight.
He really is. He's going to dream of Apple Watches now. Hey, Jim, which one did you order? You ordered a 38 millimeter.
38 millimeter black sport.
Oh, you did get the space gray with the black band?
Uh-huh.
It's a good choice.
Yeah, you'd think.
It's a nice – I like the watch. It's just very clean looking.
It's clean. It's great. And Apple hates me. I get it. No, well, it's fine.
I do have to tell you one thing, though, that I was making fun of them at Apple for is – so, you know, I went there to go look at the watch. And my wife, you know, with her birthday, it was like she wouldn't tell me what she wanted. So I'm like, just look at them. And she starts going, you know, I like the watch. So they had, you know, some time where they could do the demo where you could try them on and everything. And I laughed that I'm trying to get her to try the next model up to make sure she gets what she wants. Because, yeah, $350 versus $550. But when you're spending that much money, you want something you love, not something you're okay with.
Yep.
So I said, try them both. No, I don't want to spend more than $350. But the girl insists, do you want to try on the gold one? Okay, I've got 3 kids here and she wants the $350 watch. What makes you think I want to spend an additional $9,650 that I just have laying around here? So, sorry, kids. College is going to suck a little bit, so mommy can have a new watch.
Which Apple store did you go to where they had the gold one?
Woodfield.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's Woodfield Mall. Come on.
Yeah. It's got 7 floors or something like that.
You know what's going to happen is next week I'm going to go to the Apple store and they're just going to hand me one. Because Jim had to wait like forever.
Oh, I was going to say, are you carrying
like
a gun?
No, Craig's like 2 weeks. I'll just walk in and pick one up off the shelf. And Jim still won't have his.
And they're saying at the end of June that they'll have stock in the stores.
Oh. I'm going to go get another guess. All right, guys, let's wrap this up.
All right, well, that was Changelog for this week. I'm Brian.
I'm Jim and angry.
And I'm Craig and smiling right now, laughing at Jim.
Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.